Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bacon Tadka, the show where we take your favorite Indian food and we baconize it. Today, we're going to be baconizing one of the most epic Indian dishes, and that is the tandoori chicken. Imagine a delicious, moist, succulent tandoori chicken with bacon. So let's go and baconize that tandoori chicken. Hello, my friends. How are you all today? So today we want to know, what is a tandoori chicken? Well, once again, I do not have the answer, but my daduji has it.
Tandoori chicken is a very popular Indian dish. It is mixed with yogurt and spices and kept for some time before it is put into a clay oven. A clay oven is called a tandoor, which is where it gets its name from, tandoori chicken. Tandoori chicken was first made popular by our Prime Minister Mr. Jawaharlal Nehru when he first ate it in New Delhi at the Moti Mahal Deluxe restaurant.
So my friends, I guess that is a tandoori chicken then. So we're going to be making the tandoori chicken in an oven today, since I'm pretty sure nobody has a tandoor at home. And we're going to be using chicken legs and chicken thighs, because even though we cook it for a long duration, it doesn't dry out and the chicken will be moist and juicy. So don't buy a chicken breast, no matter how much you love breasts, because it'll dry out. So we're going to start by scoring the chicken, which is basically making some nice deep gashes in it. And the idea is that it allows the flavor to really get into the meat. So now it's time to marinate our tandoori chicken. And this is the first of two marinades. For the first marinade, we're going to use salt, some red chili powder, some ginger garlic paste, and some lime juice, and mix all of this very well. So now we're going to let this marinate in the fridge for about 15 to 20 minutes. So for our second marinade, we're going to be using some hung curd. So to this, we're going to add some salt, a little more Kashmiri red chili powder, some tandoori masala. I'm going to use a little bit of bacon fat. Second marinade, done. So our chicken has been marinating in the first marinade for about half an hour now, and it's time to add the second marinade. Get your hands in there and make sure everything is well marinated. So leave the chicken now to marinate for an hour at least. The longer the better. Let all that marinade seep right into the chicken.
Now it is time to baconize that tandoori chicken by wrapping it in bacon.
Now it's time to put the tandoori chicken in the oven. So make sure your oven is preheated to the highest temperature possible. It's got to be burning hot inside. And this will take about 45 minutes to cook, but we got to check in on it at about 20 minutes. So we're about 20 minutes into cooking this, and as you can see, a lot of oil and water has come out of the chicken. You need to make sure that you drain this liquid halfway through to ensure a delicious crispy chicken. Tandoori chicken, baconized!
Tandoori chicken, something juicy, tender, spicy, tasty. It's like a grilled meat festival.
I don't know, like the soft tender chicken and the masala outside, and the fact that it's not spicy but it's really flavorful.
Just always fantastic.
You know, when you think something can't get any better, and then it does and it blows your mind, that's sort of what's happening on my plate right now, in my mouth right now. This is unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Oh my god. It's really good. Bacon definitely makes tandoori chicken better.
Yum. Just yum. Plain.
This is actually pretty good. Like, really good. I mean, like, I eat all sorts of food, but I'm rarely praise people's food, you know, people's cooking. This is really good.
Hello, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bacon Tadka. Make sure that you thumbs up our video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also, comment below and tell us, what Indian dish would you like to see us baconize next time? And don't forget, we've got some amazing bacon tadka merchandise available on redwolf.in. Till next time, keep baconizing that Indian grub.